Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time for our Stupid Criminals game, Florida or anywhere else in the world. Let's go ahead and meet our players today. Player number one, we got John and Apopka. Good morning, John. You've got your choice of having Adam as your coach today, or would you like Steve Helling from People Magazine?
Oh, let's go with Adam.
All right. Oh, wow, look at that. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be an easy win.
That's all right. You're going to hurt Steve's feelings. No, it's okay. Good morning, Sarah and Oviedo. You are player number two this morning. You're going to have Steve from People Magazine as your coach this morning.
Awesome. Great.
Here we go. It's Florida or anywhere else in the world, my friends. Did you lose your headphones over there, Steve?
No, I just...
You can see if you can help him out over there.
There we go.
All right, so here we go. We're going to start off with you, John and Adam. Go figure. Pulling a gun on somebody because you were mad at how they were driving did not turn out well. Just imagine that. There's a 31-year-old guy. His name is Glenn. He was driving around last Saturday when he started road raging, got really mad at the other car, and ended up cutting them off. And he was so mad, he just kind of let them know that he's got a gun. He's got a pistol. Oh. Just kind of showed it to the other car next to him and like, look what I have. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what he didn't realize. The car was full of undercover cops. I'm not just talking one or two. The car was full of undercover cops. So guess what they did? Woo! Immediately pulled him over and arrested him. He's been charged with possession of a firearm and menacing.
Wow.
Of all the cars on the road,
yeah,
that's the one you choose to mess with. John, do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world?
I'm going to go. Let's go with anywhere else in the world.
Over to you, Sarah. What do you think?
That is a tough one because I kind of feel like it might be a Florida thing. But, Steve, what do you think?
That has Miami written all over it. I guess I say that.
Hello, Miami.
There's a whole city under the bus.
I think it's Florida.
What do you think, Sarah?
I'm going to go with Florida.
Florida. This took place in New York City.
See, I knew that.
Sure it is.
Sorry. John is his coach, though.
Mm-hmm. 1-0. Next one, over to you, Sarah. You'll get to start on this one with
Steve.
Who's
winning?
Apparently, this guy figured his best chance of getting away from the cops was to find the nastiest place possible to hide. Cops were looking for a 36-year-old car thief named Jonathan yesterday, and his master plan was to just play a big old game of hide-and-seek from him. Inside of a dumpster. Somebody called the cops to say, well, no, we see him over there in the dumpster. But by the time the cops got there, Jonathan had managed to change his hiding spot.
Oh.
So instead of going to a building or a restaurant or a car or something, he decided he was going to move to a porta potty. So in terms of disgusting hiding spots, was that an upgrade, do you guys think, or downgrade? Porta potty to the dumpster?
The
anyway,
cops might not even arrest him because you don't want him in the back of your
who's
car.
Gonna, no. Yeah, exactly. Who's going to transport him? So cops ended up finding him there after caught him after a little brief chase and was hit with several charges and hopefully some Axe body spray. So do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world? Sarah?
Oh, man. Again, that sounds like it could be Florida because all the construction and porta potties around. That's a tough one. Steve, what do you think?
I'm going with Miami again. I'm just kidding. That's my go-to. Wow. No, I think it's a Florida thing.
Okay, let's shoot for Florida again.
John, what about you?
I'll go for anywhere else in the world, I guess.
Anywhere else in the world?
Yeah.
Glad I'm here to help you, Jonathan.
He doesn't need your help,
sorry,
apparently. No, it's okay. This took place in North Carolina.
See there?
I am so sorry.
I was off. I was going to say South Carolina, so okay, I got it.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, anywhere else.
Right. Oh, back over to you, John and Sarah. We'll see if you can get on the board with this one.
What's the score?
This guy here, he had the best gig in the world for a while, but too bad he was probably committing fraud while he was doing it. He's 47 years old. His name is Ronald. He used to work at a cleaner at a transportation company until he got fired a few years ago. But apparently nobody told payroll. So for 4 years, he just kept showing up on payday to collect his paychecks. In that time, they paid him roughly $250,000.
In 4 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Then he went two Thursdays ago to get his next check. and the cops were waiting for him and arrested him. Ronald said he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. He claims that he went on sick leave for high blood pressure and asthma and thought the paychecks that he was getting for not working for 4 years were still legit. Well, his pay stubs also listed his hours that he worked, which he knew he didn't work, but he claims nobody ever told him he was fired, and it's not the company's fault. It's not his fault.
I'm on his side.
So yeah, they arrested him for trespassing when he showed up to get his check because he wasn't allowed to be there because he was fired.
What job was it?
And it's not clear if he's also going to be facing fraud charges.
He was a dry cleaner?
Some sort of a cleaner for a transportation company.
Oh, okay,
Do we get to claim him in Florida? Like, it matters.
No, it does. It does.
Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, John?
What do you think, Adam?
Oh, well, now that you've gone to your coach. Well, that's $62,000 a year. That's a really good wage. I think our medium is 32 in Orlando. I'm going to say anywhere else in the world. But you know what? It's your game, and you're doing really well without me.
No, I'll go with Adam. I'll go with what Adam says and anywhere else in
anywhere
the world.
Else in the world.
Sarah, over to you. What do you think?
I'm going to also agree. Anywhere else in the world.
Oh, see, she's not even asking anymore. Yeah. She's like, yeah, enough of that.
You were going to say Miami.
Just for fun, Steve, what would you say?
I was going to say anywhere else in the world.
This took place again in New York City. There you go. Final score of 3-1.
Who won?
John and Adam get the win today.
All the new is win.
Thank you guys for playing Florida or anywhere else in the world with us. Have a great weekend.